Travel Talk with visitbelfast.com. It's time to get back to Belfast for a giant city experience.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
As always, delighted to have our award-winning travel journalist and TV star, of course, Ed Finn, back with us. And this week, we are delighted to have back with us again Paul Hackett, CEO of Click and Go Holidays and also recently appointed president of the ITAA. Paul, it's been too long now since we've had you on Travel Talk. Delighted to have you back. Before we talk about the travel industry, can I just congratulate you on your recent appointment? You must be quite proud of yourself, I'm sure. Deservedly so, justifiably so too.
Yeah, really chuffed. We've a very good board on the ITAA, and I think the Irish Travel Agents Association and its members have worked really well over the last 15-16 months in terms of our engagement with government and trying to look after our customers as best we could in a very challenging environment. And the, you know, we really wanted to continue that work level, that work pace, and that agility that we had built within the board. So thankfully, they elected me to act as their president for the next year.
Excellent. Well, that was quite an auspicious decision on their part, I have to say. So congratulations to you. All right, let's talk about the travel industry. And obviously, I mean, we all know that you've been through, to say, a rough time over the last 16, 17 months is a bit of an understatement. And a lot of the talk recently about the new EU digital passport and whether Ireland was actually going to adopt that passport, if we were, or whether we were going to be ready for it on July the 19th. That is kind of D-Day. But now it certainly looks like we are heading in that direction and we are going to have that in place for July the 19th. So that has got to be very, very positive news for the industry, particularly in this country.
Absolutely. It was very good to hear confirmation from the government yesterday that Monday the 19th of July, which is Monday week, so not long at all, is going to happen. And up to then, we were hearing that the 19th of July was going to happen. And in fairness to the government spokespeople and the government officials, when they were speaking, they kept sticking to the 19th of July as the date that the EU digital COVID cert would go live. But we've seen other things fall by the wayside and other things get changed at very short notice. So there was a concern in the travel industry, and I think that was feeding into consumer confidence. So what nobody in the travel industry, no travel agent in Ireland has seen, has been a high volume of bookings. And I think once now we have this confirmation that the digital certs are going to be operational from the 19th of July, and also on that date, there are no longer any restrictions on non-essential international travel, and there are no fines. So the 19th of July is a very big day in terms of the travel industry. No restrictions on non-essential travel, no fines, and the digital COVID certs come into play. And then confirmation yesterday from government that we will start receiving them from Monday the 12th of July, which is very shortly, and we're going to receive them by email or by post. Bit unusual to be receiving certs by post when these are digital COVID certs, but I think there's something going on in terms of the negotiation with the indoor hospitality sector that is prompting the government to get these certs out to people as quickly as possible. So that's good.
Paul, does that mean that basically when you're for the consumer out there who's absolutely, I'd say, bamboozled by all the mixed messages we have been getting to date, basically normal travel can resume again if you're vaccinated, if you've had COVID, and if you comply with all the digital passport criteria?
Yes, and there is confusion out. There's no question. So let's try and simplify this for everybody. The EU digital COVID cert comes into play on the 19th of July for Irish citizens. It is for travel within the EU only. So from Ireland to any other EU state and back into Ireland. And it has three elements. It has vaccination, recovery from COVID, or testing. So it is one of the three. It is not two of the three or three of the three, it is one of the three. And the simplest way to look at this is from the 19th of July, if you're traveling within the EU and you are fully vaccinated, there is no requirement for any tests traveling to another EU country or on your return to Ireland. So tests are gone for fully vaccinated people. And I think that is a really, really critical, simple message that we need to get out there. And by fully vaccinated, those details are on the HSE website to say, how long after the second Pfizer, how long after the second Moderna, how long after the one Janssen, you know, how long after the second AstraZeneca, that's all there. So it's once you're fully vaccinated, that period of time after your second or first jab for Janssen, that's fully vaccinated and you are free to travel within the EU from the 19th of July with no testing out of Ireland or back into Ireland.
And a lot of people very happy about that, I have no doubt. Paul, as CEO of Click and Go Holidays, would you foresee then that over the next couple of weeks there is most definitely going to be a surge in European bookings? And what would your advice be for anybody who perhaps listening at the moment is thinking, you know, I might just actually go this year?
Yeah, I think we are going to see, like we've seen in research, Carol, we're constantly doing what we call our sentiment surveys. And we know that consumers really didn't get to travel at all in 2020, and for the most part haven't been able to travel anywhere 2021. And let's face it, the week just passed has hardly been blissful in terms of holidaying in Ireland, considering a staycation, or even eating outdoors or drinking outdoors in Ireland. So there is going to be an uptake. Where it is not going to translate into volume is the family market, because children under 18, there's no plan for vaccination. And in Ireland, only children 6 years and under are exempted from the digital COVID cert. Most other EU countries are exempting children under 12. So it's unfortunate that the Irish government are only exempting under six. So families are not clear in terms of what their travel plans are. And the children will have to have tests traveling to a destination if those tests are required, or returning to Ireland, there's the requirement for a PCR negative test. The other point of absolute clarity is, if you have been unfortunate enough to have had COVID in the last 6 months and you have recovered, you are also free to travel within the EU. Now, in that case, so that's one of the three elements of the digital COVID cert, and the government are creating a call centre, and you can call the call centre, tell them your PPS number, what hospital you're in, whatever else, and they will issue you with a certificate to prove recovery from COVID. But that has to have been within the last 6 months, within the last 180 days. But for people who are not vaccinated or have not had COVID and recovered, they are going to be relying on testing.
Paul, I mean, increasingly, I think people have become quite fatigued. You know, I mean, the hospitality industry, the fact that, you know, you can eat in restaurants in hotels at the moment and you can't eat in restaurants outside hotels. I mean, it's just, it's craziness. But do you think now we're getting to a stage where people are realizing that, you know, we are going to just live with COVID, and that, I mean, that message is finally getting across. The antigen testing is going to come in again. I think they're going to definitely start using that. But that we just have to start living with COVID now. I mean, the cases of sickness or deaths and stuff, it's totally changed, really, and the vaccination. And I just wish that that message would get across to people as well, because I just don't think we can take any more of this, what we've had, this up and down, lockdown, in and out sort of stuff.
Yeah, like it is. It's massively disruptive, no matter whether you're employed in a sector that is impacted or you're not employed in a sector impacted. I think it has a massive impact on you. But the reality is, the EU digital COVID cert is looking after the vaccination piece, the recovery piece, or the testing piece. So in real terms, it's not just a case of living with COVID and getting on with it. We're saying, you know, across the EU, we're all buying vaccines out of the one pot. For the most part, all the European states are vaccinating at the same level. So we're traveling to countries that have the same level of vaccination. And let's understand two really important things. The volume of people traveling this year is not going to be like a normal year. Even with the pent-up demand, there has been no advance booking. So the volume of people traveling is not going to be significant. So these scare stories and horror stories of queues at airports, et cetera, we would hope are not going to materialize once the teething issues with, you know, new protocols are ironed out. The second thing is, people who are traveling are going to be vaccinated for the most part, or they're going to have negative COVID tests. So you're actually going to be traveling and on aircraft with people who are pretty much like you. The only exception being perhaps children under six who are exempted from the requirement to be vaccinated or be tested. So like, it is going to be a very, very safe environment. And that's the good news story. And if we can relate that to getting used to living with COVID, I think it shows respect to the public health people. And it also gives the rest of us an opportunity to get back to some level of normality, which is badly needed.
Well, can I ask you, Paul, about costings and prices and deals and all the rest of it? Because I know from my own experience and from people I've spoken to who have planned their staycations and paid for their staycations this year, that Rip Off Ireland is still very much out there. And Ed, you and I have talked about this too.
Yeah.
But for anybody thinking, say, of going abroad, I think there might be a fear that because the travel industry, you know, even in Europe, has been so badly impacted, that the hotels and the resorts will be trying to claw back some money, so therefore they mightn't be able to get the deals that they could have gotten 2 or 3 years ago. So they're going to have to end up paying more to compensate for that this year and next year as well. Is that the case or not?
It may be the case next year when we have a full advance year of booking, but for this year it is not the case. The deals are there. Ryanair are out last week with buy one, get one free in July. That's unheard of. Aer Lingus have amazing prices. So the airlines have not had the last 6 months where people are booking trips. So the flights are not full and therefore there's value there. And it's exactly the same in the destinations. The hotels are open, they're trading, they're starting to get busy, but they have not had the advanced booking that would normally happen. So they can't afford to gouge prices this year. I am pretty sure that next year, due to the level of forward booking for 2022, we are going to see prices increase in 2022 because we would expect demand to outstrip supply in 2022. But for 2021, the deals are there. Get into your local travel agent, talk to your local travel agent. Your funds, your money are superbly protected through the legislation that, you know, protects consumers with travel agents. You can get great advice. The airlines are still being flexible for travel in 2021 with regard to changes, as are the hotels. So, you know, talk to your local travel agent and get in there and you will get a deal for 2021, no doubt.
Yeah, Paul, I mean, I saw a friend of mine went to Lanzarote last week. No, it was essential or travel. I think it was a travel related. $9.99 each way was the flight, I think, with them, Ryanair. So that was pretty good. I saw, Paul, that Aer Lingus are going to start charging now for hand luggage or something. Am I correct about that? I think, was that a new thing that just came in?
This is part of trying to avoid the queues. Like, there are going to be additional checks because we now have the EU digital COVID cert. So what Aer Lingus are looking to do is avoid queues getting on and off aircraft, which makes perfect sense in terms of, you know, public health. And what they're doing is they're saying if you have a checked in, if you have hand luggage, you can check that in free at the airport. So they're trying to get you to check in your hand luggage, and that's free if you do it at the airport in advance of your trip. So get onto the Aer Lingus website and get the details there. If you carry it to the gate, there is a charge, and if you try and carry it on board, there is a charge. So it's really to crew to queue mitigate.
That's a good idea, isn't it? Because that's always a real pain in the ass when you're on a flight. People taking ages putting bags up, and it takes ages to get off then.
Yeah, exactly. And that's really where it's coming from. And there was a really good piece on the news last week with Aer Lingus explaining what was happening with regard to their carry-on bag policy, how it was going to work on the aircraft. They had one of their in-flight people, their in-flight operations heads, explaining how it was going to work. They had one of the pilots talking about the filtration systems on the aircraft. So get onto the airlines' websites. They have some very good video content and stories there explaining what they're doing and how it's going to work for people's safety.
Very good, Paul. Very good. This is just one other question I wanted to ask you, Paul. In terms of the ITA now for people, the Irish Travel Agents Association, what are the plans now? Have you got some exciting plans going forward, Paul? Are you going to sort of, you know, bring out some new things for the members or some good ideas for going forward, especially, I suppose, with what's happened in the last year?
Well, it really is very much around what's happening at the moment, Ed, and, you know, supports for the travel industry. Travel agents have no other support other than the employment wage subsidy at the moment. And with trading for 21 going to be a fraction of what it would normally be, the travel industry is looking for support to get to the end of this year. So we have proposals sitting with the government, sitting with our line minister responsible for transport, to try and protect the members, because we have to protect the Irish travel agents. We're a relatively small business in Ireland, but the level of consumer protection that we afford to the consumer is really significant. It's all governed by EU legislation. So what I'm trying to do is to protect the supports that are there for our trade, because we're not going to get back into a normal year until 2022. The volume is not going to be there this year. People are going to have to bring their staff back. They have a ton of costs. The volume is going to be way down. So it is one of the sectors that has been massively impacted, as you say, 95% down for the most part since March 2020. And then what we want to do is look at ways of improving the level of engagement with our members and creating more awareness around the brand of the Irish Travel Agents Association and what we can do for consumers.
Excellent. All right, lovely. Paul, it's a pleasure to have you back on the show with us. And I hope it won't be too long now before you're back with us again to talk about travel, perhaps for 2022 and where you might envisage people would be putting their money and what your suggestions would be for the best destinations to visit for next year. So we'll certainly look forward to that, won't we, Ed?
Absolutely. And I mean, I'm all fully vaxxed and ready to go. So I've already started browsing Skyscanner, and I was looking at your website, Paul, and a few others as well. Some great packages. And, you know, when I saw what people were paying for two or three nights down the country, like for a hotel for a grand for 3 nights, I was like, why would you do it? You know, so anyway, very exciting. And I'm delighted, Paul, to have you on today. And I think the future is bright and there's light at the end of the tunnel, thank God.
Light's back on the runway as well. Paul, a pleasure to have you back on with us. Paul Hackett, CEO of Click and Go Holidays. And as I said there, Paul, we'll look forward to chatting with you again soon. And Ed, we'll look forward to chatting with you again next week as well.
Thanks a million, Carol. Thank you, Paul. Have a lovely weekend, guys.
Thanks, Carol.
Travel Talk with visitbelfast.com. It's time to get back to Belfast for a giant city experience.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.